Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Rules reunion is coming up, but their reunion looks are already on the internet. So David Yontif and I tell you which ones we love and which ones were a huge miss. Spoiler alert, Brock in that extremely tight, short jacket. Who's dressing this man? And Raquel Leviss, brilliant PR moves that she's making. I'm probably going to have to stand in the center of Hollywood in a bikini in 8 months. Because I doubted the success of her podcast, and it seems to be on and popping. What her PR person is saying this past week about Scandoval and which players on VPR knew more than what they revealed. Here's David. Anyhow, let's move on because there's a lot to talk about in the Vanderpump Rules world.
By the way, the more you talk about how great your shows are doing, they're not doing great. So they can talk all day about how the husbands... I have a good friend, Meredith Mark, and she says, the husbands. So they could talk about how their husbands podcast, Eddie and Eddie, or whatever the fuck it's called, two E's. It's no one listens to that more than once. Sorry, I'm just being honest. I actually have come around to liking Teddy, believe it or not, but go on. You've really got me.
Me too. I really
You do. Have got me riled up, Sarah Fraser. Go on.
Wow. Oof. Well, those are hot takes.
Jesus.
Well,
guys, you wanted old David back. He's back. Okay, go on.
I don't know. Should I stop you? I feel like maybe you should keep going. Okay. Well, what do you make of? You want to look at Vanderpump Rules reunion looks?
Oh, yeah.
Are you
I got
beginning
a lot to say about that?
what about Brittany and Jax? Because she was recently on Watch What Happens Live. And are you beginning to believe that maybe this split is real, or you think it's still BS and for ratings?
What did she say? There's a lot there. Beginning. I don't know.
Supposedly there was an epic fight between she and Jax that led to the separation. That's what she said.
And what did she say?
What Happens Live. And she said that was her absolute breaking point. Brittany Cartwright details the horrible fight with Jax Taylor that was their breaking point. We just had a horrible fight, she says, quote, and it was like a vile, it was like a veil was lifted and I noticed everything wrong, Brittany said. You know, they always say a woman can hit her breaking point and it's hard to come back from that. As for what triggered the fight of no return, Brittany said it was all to do with her going out with a friend, fellow Vanderpump Rules alum and Valley co-star Kristen Doty. Did we believe this? As Brittany explained it, Jax, quote, woke up one morning and was mad that I went out with Kristen the night before and kind of made up a story in his own head and started a fight about something that never happened. She said their relationship had deteriorated by that point to where they fought about everything. Realizing how toxic the situation was, Brittany made the decision to remove herself from it, and that's where things stand at the moment. Still separated, still in the Airbnb. Brittany said of her current living situation, she also put to rest so far as she is aware, speculation that this could have to do with infidelity on Jax's part. Not that I'm aware of, she says. Jax has not been unfaithful that I know of. I don't think so. So what do you, I don't know. You believe in it anymore or not really?
Jax knows the number one person that, I mean, Jax is like, thank God that Kristen exists because she's in the number two seat on the show. I mean, it's like I said on my Patreon, because I've been talking about the Valley. You know, this is, I'm so mixed on it. I'm not even saying it's good, but I think people, like, look, if this wasn't Jax and Kristen, I don't know who would be watching this show. I don't know one person. But they are actually gearing away towards Jax as the weeks go on, because we have to get to know the others. But Jax knows that, like, if this show were just Jax and Brittany and all the newbies, it would be fine, but Kristen is helping Jax so much with this show. Like, she's in the number two seat. So if Brittany wants to go out every night with Kristen and blow her, I think he's like, go to Craig's, come outside, make sure you get your picture taken, go to Chateau Marmont, go to Giorgio Baldi, go to Medeo, go to Chicone's, go to the Beverly Center, just go. Be with Kristen all day and all night, right? Kristen's the number two seat on the show. You can't argue that, like, as far as the big name. So I don't believe this. I just don't believe it. And every time Brittany talks about it, unlike Kyle, who's like in tears when they mentioned Mauricio with his dancing partner, Emma, Brittany's like, yeah, girl, we're having problems and I'm smiling ear to ear. And I ate Meemaw's beer cheese a few hours ago at Jax's Studio City. I don't believe it. I still don't believe it. What about you?
I don't believe it either. Because these statements are so vague, like, oh, we got in this epic fight and it was over Kristen. And of course, you and I went with our friends out to Jax Taylor's about a month before the show debuted. They were all there, smiles, everybody was great, Kristen Doty, photos. I mean, they know how to work it. Now, again, people can put on a front. They can put on a front. But I just don't buy it either. I don't buy anything about it. However, I actually really like them. I've just watched snippets of the Valley. You know, you guys know I do a whole, I cover so many TLC shows. So there's so much going on in Sister Wives right now. There's so much going on with 90 Day Happily Ever After. Angela Deem and Michael have officially been fired from the franchise. So I really cannot take on another show unless David says, like, we really have to do this. So I'm not really watching like you are. But I don't believe it. I just don't. I think they're way too smart. I think they're Spidey smart, you know, like Spencer and Heidi. They know what to do. And I think this Airbnb is probably a storage unit that they are putting stuff in. And she spends the night there when she needs some time off, or they're making it look that way. I just.
And then what are they saying? Like, oh, Brittany showed up for, you know, showed up at the house, went in at 10 o'clock, came out at 10:20. Like, let me tell you what's happening inside that house from 10 to 10:20. You know what I mean? She's stripping off her clothes. She's having sex with Jax because they're not going without sex. And then she's leaving. Okay.
I love
This
it.
is again where my sick mind goes, but I feel they are having sex, they are together. I just don't buy it. I
I
just
don't
don't.
buy
I
it
don't
either.
feel it. I feel that Kyle and Mauricio are forever over.
Oh,
Forever.
done. She and Kyle came out this week,
God.
said, you know, they're no longer in couples therapy. They still live there because she has so many
Shocker.
dogs.
Yeah, I
And
saw
probably
that.
Morgan's allergic to all the dogs and the dog hair. So
I think
they're,
so.
you know, and
Girl, Kyle, you better get that lint brush and get all that dog hair over before you go over to Morgan's to, get busy, darling.
no, I know no one wants to be eating snatch and getting dog hairs, you know? I mean, nobody.
I fucking hate dog hair. It's disgusting. It's
With you.
honestly disgusting.
It's so gross. Have you dated
It's
somebody that
been
shows up to the dates every
I
time with,
please.
I know, with dog hair
I
and
won't.
cat
It's a
hair?
very big
Oh,
turnoff. It's like a
it's,
big turnoff.
I couldn't be more with you. And I have dated men, they will show up and the fucking sweater that they are wearing is riddled with their goddamn dog hair. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. You're 34 years old. Get a lint
I will
roller, get your dog
never
off your
have
bed.
a
Yeah.
dog or a cat. I am
Thank
a
you.
cold
Me too.
person. There's no dogs allowed in my house. There are no children. There are no
Oh,
shoes.
well,
There are no
children.
cats. There is no cooking. A home is a sanctuary.
Well, I
No,
got the
I
kids,
find
but
it disgusting.
couldn't be more with
Disgusting.
you. Couldn't be more with you. Here comes more one-star reviews.
One more star
One
reviews
star.
and
Animal
Maya.
haters.
Animal haters, and Maya is in the fucking thing, almost dying, eating the fucking shish kebabs with the like skewers. And then 6,000, oh, another
No,
reason
I
why
know, I know.
$6,000. Let me tell you something. Now, for a new Louis bag, darling, that's a different story. But
I would too. I'd give her a day to shit it out. I'd be like, all right, Google natural
shitting
dog
out.
laxatives are fun. No, I mean, it ate sticks. Like, dogs eat
By the
sticks,
way.
though. They eat sticks outdoors all the time. They eat their own poop. They eat other
You know
dogs'
what I want to
poops. Like,
talk
just
about?
go on.
Miss Levis's publicist has entered the chat and has said that she thinks that, Ariana staged, as she's saying, staged the whole scandal that she doesn't buy. The phone fell out of my pocket. Those are pretty much the exact the exact words. Did you see all
I
that?
did. I did. And I've got to say, she is a very good PR woman. I love it. She's good. She's good. She's done. You know what? If I were in crisis, Juliet Harris, shout out to you. I would hire you. Very good. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating. And today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.com. Co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. Oh! Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20.
I would hire her.
Revealed her strategy to pull Rachel Levis away from the spotlight for a year. You know, Rachel did the rehab. I'm not sure that was like Juliet's idea, but did the rehab, is now sober. I mean, Juliet.
How do you know it's still Juliet? Did it say it in the article?
Yes. Julie deliberately withheld her from doing interviews, which is why, you know, they did not want to do an interview with us, and really strategized how she was going to come back with this podcast, being sober. Rachel Levis is a year sober. And what a great – Rachel is – and now they're planting the storyline that, you know, Ariana is not so innocent. And Ariana knew this and slept next to him and had access to his phone and, yeah. And looked in his phone and fed this story to producers and knew exactly what was going on. Now, do I believe that? I don't. I do believe that, unless Ariana is just an incredible actress, but I will give it to Rachel and their PR people. You know, nowadays you can plant anything you want. So, you know, people are going to buy that, and people are going to, and we are seeing, and Juliet gives hats off to Bethany Frankel, how Bethany, you know, gave her this wonderful interview and platform, and Bethany was so respectful, and, you know, hats off to Juliet. I think she's doing a great job. I don't buy that Ariana. I think, if anything, I do think there was probably rumors out and about, and I think someone probably brought that to the fabulous Lisa Vanderpump, and I think Lisa knew exactly what to do. I don't think this was as surprising, but it was certainly leaked. I just don't know that I buy that.
Rachel Levis is living her life, showing up at the iHeart Music Awards, looking drop-dead gorgeous. Katie was there. They didn't run into each other. I mean, I think that's where PR people get involved. And they're like, Katie, you know, cannot be right before or right after Rachel on the carpet. Like, we can't have this happen. You know, Rachel Levis has moved on. She's moved on. I mean, she's just talking about it night and day on the podcast, but she doesn't seem unhappy to me. I mean, that's the thing. Like, she doesn't seem unhappy to me. I think there is a place for her in this, she can make like a career out of this too in her own way. I think she should write a book, to be honest with you.
Ooh, that would be really good. I think I think they're positioning her to get some other TV job. My crystal ball is not working this morning. I need some breakfast, but there's some play here. I don't know if it's a book. I don't know if it's a show. I don't know if it's a return to Vanderpump Rules. I don't know, but there's some strategy here. Juliet is very, very smart, and I think it's great. Look, I mean, we see these people now. We see the Bethanys. We see Kim Zolciak. We see Lizzo. They're so thirsty. They're so thirsty. And I think what I love about Julie, it's so thirsty and desperate. And
Rachel doesn't seem thirsty.
No, she doesn't. And I think Juliet is playing it five star, the long game. Unfortunately, Oprah seems thirsty now. I mean, I love my Lady O, But I mean, Oprah is just so thirsty with this these Ozempic,
Zolciak, thirsty. Frankel, Frankel.
Oh my God! Thirsty. I mean, the woman is parched out in a desert. I mean, it's just so thirsty. So I love the strategy.
Well, the rumors are that Levis's family, I don't know if they have 30 million, but you know, the rumors are that, I've always said this.
Really?
Anyone?
She doesn't look like, right,
I don't think they,
money.
But I think her family is somewhat, you know, okay. And, you know, yeah. Money lasts longer than fame, guys. I mean, I hate to break it to everyone.
Okay, do you, I have to love you and leave you, but do you want to talk real quick Vanderpump Rules reunion looks?
Oh, yeah.
I thought everyone slayed. Actually, you know what? Yeah. My least favorite is Brock, by the way. This, he looks like The Rock, and this jacket looks way too tight. I mean, this sweetheart, it's so short. It's like he can hardly get it buttoned. It's just giving me, I don't know, I'm a maitre d' at a movie theater. No, he's my worst dressed. Alley Cat? Yes, Alley Cat. Love. Absolutely love the green dress. LVP with the business jacket in the snake skin. Yes. Gorgeous, giving me power suit, giving me executive producer vibes, giving me success. Sheena in gold. Love it. This is sort of very Sheena-esque to me, but I still like it. So I would say Brock is my worst dressed. Sheena, actually, Schwartzy's my second worst dressed. I'm sorry. I love my Schwartzy so much. He looks like a plant here, like soil. And I love it. But Brock worst dressed, then Schwartzy. God, then everybody else is like five star. My best dressed, Ariana. I mean, is this not I Dream of Jeannie, success? I mean, this is gorgeous. I mean, give this fucking woman a lamp to rub and grant us wishes. Incredible. Lala, who knew? I mean, this and her little pregnancy bump in this beautiful purple, the boobies are giving me pregnancy boobies. I love it. Second best dressed for me. Third, I can't even believe I'm saying this, Katie Maloney. Gorgeous. I mean, this is like Oscars. She looks better to me than most people who went to the Oscars. The side titty, I always hate. I do, because it always looks saggy and it always looks like every, you know, the girls are going to be popping out. I never think that side boobie really looks that great. But I'm going to say number three. Number four for me, best dressed, Sandoval. Gorgeous. I love the clogs. I own the same ones. And then number five to me is James Kennedy in the pink for the best dressed. Love it. Very Gucci, giving me high end, giving me runway. And then my worst dressed to me are Sheena, just because I've seen her in it so much in that look. Brock. Allie looks good, but this is... It's not.
We have some similarities. I thought Brock was absolutely horrible.
Okay, yeah.
I totally agree. Overall, I'm fine with these looks. My biggest criticism with all of them is you gotta mix it up. Like, I think the best dressed guy in the group is always James. I think this is great, but the thing is, we have seen this dude in a light blue, and this James always does the exact same look. So for me, James is always in the same look. Sheena, to your point, exact same thing. I understand you got to wear gold, good as gold. This is so, like, this is, yeah, Sheena. It's always the same. James Kennedy, always the same. Schwartz, always the same with the sneakers and this and that. So overall, I have an issue with Kennedy, even though he looks so good. It's always the same look. Sheena's always the same look. Tom Sandoval is always the same. I mean, Tom Schwartz is always the same look. I agree. Very true to form. I love the green on Tom Sandoval, and I love the clogs. Totally interesting. Katie, mixed on. I think it's kind of like the best we've seen her look. A little on the cheap side to me. Same with Allie. Not bad. A little on the cheap side. I absolutely loved. Yeah. Ariana's is kind of probably my best dress for the girls. It's, we can't top that sexy red revenge dress, but it's pretty close. It's on trend. It's so sexy, but also covered up. I absolutely loved Ariana's. And second for me, bravo for no black or no all black or no pink for Lisa Vanderpump. When have we seen Lisa wear blue? It's been, I mean, I can't even think of any. It's always all black or pink. I love the blue. I love the snake skin. So LVP and Ariana get my best dress. Everyone else, mix it up a little bit. Lala looks great. I agree. also maybe a little different for her. Everyone else, I feel it's the same silhouette, the same genre, very true to form, but just mix it up and take a chance. That's kind of what I want to see. But overall, not bad. Bunch of hot kids.
Loving you and leaving
I
you. We
love
gotta
you. I love
talk
you.
RHOP reunions.
Ah,
I
we'll
know.
have to talk that next time. And we'll talk Omarosa. Omarosa has no time to join RHOP, guys.
Please. I have had her on my live show. Sister put down a clock, timed it, took her purse, walked out after 15 minutes, stiffed me with a bar tab. Oh, yeah. Threatened to sue me. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. My pal.
That's an interesting. We'll talk about that next time. And by the way,
it was great.
Omarosa,
Lovely.
she puts the clock, she takes the money, does the bar tab. And guess what?
Yeah.
Omarosa, if they offer you the money, which they're not going to, because dealing with Omarosa on a show like this would be a nightmare from her. But if they offered her the money, give me a fucking break. She ain't too busy. She's gonna take the
She
fucking check.
doesn't play well in the sandbox. She would never, it would not
No.
be good. It's not. No.
She can't do it. I mean,
She
dealing with
can't
her,
do
she'd
it.
want everything edited. It would be like, you don't want to get in bed with Omarosa. She's a tough ass with negotiations.
Right. And she just never lets her guard down. She just never, there's nothing soft. There's nothing. Actually, it would be great to see her in that role because I'm sure under,
Vulnerable.
right, I'm sure under it all, there's vulnerability. But when you meet her, it's just so, oh. You're like, all
Yeah.
right, have fun with your life. I don't know. You're too, it's very
Yeah.
sad. Okay.
And then you want to know why I don't want to be friends with these people. That's what you get off
Pass.
kit. That's what you get when you try to have a dinner reservation or drinks. It's like, I'm gonna fucking stay home. All right, love you much, Sarah.
Bye, gorgeous. See ya.